Now the number of Americans with health insurance is at an all-time high. The Affordable Care Act was signed into law just over 8 years ago. Since then, coverage has been extended to nearly 20 million more people. But despite those gains, thousands of Americans are still deciding to go without health insurance, often because of high costs. A new project from Bloomberg Health News explores why families are making that decision and the trade-offs that come along with it. Drew Armstrong leads the U.S. Health News team for Bloomberg News. He's part of a year-long project that follows 12 families who've decided not to pay for health insurance. Drew, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on.
How did this project come together, Drew?
You know, we had been, like a lot of people, spending a huge amount of time writing and thinking about the Affordable Care Act, you know, looking for where it had successfully lowered the rate of uninsured and, you know, and how it had helped people, and also trying to find out where it had failed. And I think, you know, a lot of folks had spent time digging into that, and us included. But we also wanted to take a look, you know, now that we're in, I believe, the fourth year of coverage of the law. And think about, you know, there's still these people out there who don't have coverage. You know, not all of them are really poor and don't qualify for Medicaid. Not all of them are 26-year-olds who just, you know, the so-and-so, quote-unquote, young invincibles. But there were these people who we knew thought, you know, that it just wasn't a bargain for them when they stacked it up against other things like having to pay their mortgage or making a car payment or, you know, trying to do something decent for their kids. And they were making this decision to go without. And so we started this project that we called Risking It, where we wanted to look at people who were making really tough kitchen table decisions and, you know, in the squeeze of month-to-month bill paying, health insurance was the thing for them that got squeezed out, and look at what are the consequences of that. You know, why do they make those decisions? And what is it like to try and make ends meet in a health insurance market that can be really tough? And how do people look for workarounds for that?
And before we get into individual stories, let's talk about who is in this situation. It seems like it's people who make too much money to be able to get subsidies for care on the market in many cases, but not enough to be able to afford the premiums that they then end up paying, right?
You know, that is part of it, but we also see people kind of a little bit further down the spectrum as well. Remember that the premiums are based on a sliding scale. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, after about 400% of poverty, you get no help, but the help kind of decreases as you go lower down the increases as you go lower down the income scale. So, there are still some people who, you know, who get help, but it may still not be. You know, they may make the decision that for them and their personal finances, that's enough. There's other people who, you know, maybe they looked for a plan and they didn't find one that fit their doctors, and they said, okay, you know, this would only cost us $300 a month, but for us, that's a lot of money and it doesn't meet our needs, and so we're not going to do it. The thing that I think we learned in doing this is that all of these decisions are very personal for these people, and they were making choices, and I don't think any one of the folks that we talked to made any of these decisions to not be uninsured flippantly. I mean, these were things that they really thought about and tried to see if they could fit in their budget. They thought about it for them. They thought about it for their kids. They thought about it for their personal finances and what impact that would have. And, you know, shopping for insurance isn't easy. I think there's probably some people who maybe in a perfect world could have made a better decision, but these are people who have jobs. They're busy. They've got a lot of other worries. And in some cases, you know, maybe they don't make that perfect decision that they could have made if they had a healthcare policy expert sitting beside them, you know, walking them through every last little thing and looking for every last little subsidy.
Talking to Drew Armstrong from Bloomberg News. He's part of a year-long project that follows 12 families who have decided not to pay for health insurance coverage. Drew, let's meet one of the families, the Bobbies. They're a family of four in a suburb of, I think it was Phoenix. Can you share their story?
Correct. Yeah, the Bobbies are a really interesting case study, and we're going to be spending time with them and following them over the course of the year. So the Bobbies, it's the parents, and then they have two kids. They have Joey, who's seven, and is a healthy, great little boy, and Sophia, who is 9 years old. Now, Sophia was born with a number of heart defects and a defect in her abdomen that causes her organs to be in the wrong places. So she spent the first couple weeks of her life in the NICU and had open heart surgery when she was 6 months old. And then she had another abdominal surgery when she was 9 months old. Her medical costs in the first 3 years of her life, totaled about $1 million. Now, the Bobbies, you know, Joe Bobby, the father, he runs a Philly steak shop with his brother outside of Phoenix. They make around $55,000 a year right now. And they looked at what health insurance was going to cost for them, which was going to be, you know, several thousand dollars in premiums, and it did not fit in the budget for them. Sophia is the only person in the family who has health insurance. Basically, the family has made the decision that the two parents and Joey, who's seven, are going to go uninsured, and they're going to use the money they pay to pay for her bills and try to make sure that she's covered and gets the care she needs. But the rest of them are kind of, they fit the bill for our project. They're risking it. You know, they're hoping that nothing happens to them. And if it does, they are in a really difficult situation.
And they and other people you talk to, I mean, that's an anxiety-producing situation, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think they, you know, they're, the, but it's an anxiety-producing situation, but it's also, you know, it's also reality for them. They had to make a decision between, you know, do we keep a roof over our heads or do we insure our whole family? And I think if you look at the decision that a lot of people are making, you know, the call is, well, I need a roof tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to need health insurance in the next month. And when you put it that way, I think those decisions can be a lot easier for people to understand. They know what their needs are right now. And they know that they may have to take a chance on the thing that they're not sure about whether they're going to need.
Drew Armstrong leads the U.S. health news team for Bloomberg News. He's part of a year-long project following 12 American families who have decided not to get health insurance, often because of high costs. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you? Are you going without? Are you risking it as you see it? If you are uninsured, what led to that decision? What did you compare and contrast? What costs were you looking at? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Drew Armstrong of Bloomberg Health News. He heads up a reporting team that's following 12 families around the country who've decided to go without health insurance, in many cases because of high costs. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. How has your health coverage changed over the last 8 years or so? Have recent moves by the Trump administration impacted your plan? Are you going without health insurance? Call and tell us about that. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Drew, I understand you are also looking for people to call in or contact you and share their stories. How can they do that?
Yeah, so one of the things that we included when we ran our first story and introduced a handful of these families, like the Bobbies that we talked about a few minutes ago, who have you know, made the very difficult decision to go without health insurance, is we asked people to fill out a survey on our website on Bloomberg.com and to tell us what they were doing. And we, you know, I'll be honest, when we started this, you know, I kind of thought, well, maybe 10 or 15 people write in. And we got more than 3,000 responses in 3 days from people who wanted to tell us about what they were going through, why they were uninsured or unable to get insurance in 2018. And, you know, because of that, we were able to reach out to a bunch of those folks and have heard from them and, you know, are beginning to tell some additional stories and found some additional people we want to stay in touch with over the year. So it's really been an overwhelming response, the number of people that have responded to this story, and has provided some really great new leads for us to follow up on and help better understand what's going on out there.
I want to bring on a caller now. Tim is with us in Madison. Tim, hi.
Hi. I do not qualify. My family doesn't qualify for any subsidies. And the cost of getting insurance, if you can find it, there are very few providers. It costs my family $2,500 per month. And then the insurance company doesn't come out of pocket till I've spent almost $10,000. Then I'm expected to shop for an MRI. It's not like I'm buying tires.
So, Tim, did you end up making the decision to pay that high cost, or are you going without?
I'll pay the high cost. I'm not going to take the risk of something happening to my family, and I'm fortunate that I can pay it. But if you're in that small minority, It is unbelievable, and you have no choice. There are no choices of doctors, plans. There's nothing. You get what you get.
Tim, thanks a lot for that call. Is that the kind of story you're hearing a lot of, Drew?
Yeah, Tim sounds exactly like the people we're hearing from, to be honest. We have heard over and over from people who see similar deductibles to what he was saying, you know, $5,000, $10,000 for a family, and already with really costly premiums for a family as well. I mean, it's just that he sounds exactly like the type of folks we've been hearing from by the hundreds, where, you know, they look at it, I think, and say, okay, I'm going to pay $2,500 a month. That's going to add up to close to $30,000 in premiums a year. I'm going to have a $10,000 deductible. So by the time I'm even using my insurance benefits, I'm $40,000 out of pocket. And I think, you know, there's people who are lucky enough to be able to pay some of that. And there's other people who say, I'm trying to keep the gas on. And, you know, we talked to someone in West Virginia who in the middle of February had to decide between whether or not, who was uninsured and went to the hospital because she had pneumonia, which she didn't go to the hospital before because she had, you know, she had a flu and she said, I don't have insurance. I don't want to go see the doctor because I can't pay for it. It got worse. She got pneumonia. They gave her prescriptions at the ER. She had to decide between, do I pay the couple hundred dollars it's going to take for me to fill my prescriptions, or do I keep the gas on and the temperature's going down to 19 most nights? People really have a hard time with this stuff at all different income levels. And what Tim is describing is something we have heard from over and over and over again about people who say, you know, I'm going to have to pay all this money. I'm not even sure how much it's going to actually be worth. I've got to spend 10 grand more before I'm really getting some benefits here. People are pretty frustrated about this kind of stuff.
Tim, thanks for that call and good luck. We'll go next to Janine on the line in Madison. Janine, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Janine?
Well, right now we're lucky and have insurance. However, we went through a stage a few years back where my husband became unemployed. We couldn't afford COBRA insurance because we were looking at $2,400 a month COBRA without having any income coming in from him. And we consciously made the decision we didn't qualify for Badger Care. And so there's no insurance because we barely had enough money to sustain our household, and we're living off of credit cards until he got rehired somewhere. So insurance was the least of our expenditures. That went to the wayside.
Janine, thanks for the call. So insurance was the least of the problems at that point, Drew.
Yeah, this is another thing we hear. People who go between jobs and they face these things, and you know what Janine was describing. It's kind of, you know, you talk to people, they say, listen, I've got student loans to pay, I've got credit cards I got to pay off, I have to make a car payment so I can get to work, I need to pay my mortgage or my rent so I can keep a roof over my family and my family's head. We have heard from a number of people who the reason they aren't insured, is because they have $20,000 to $30,000.
We are losing our connection with you, yes. Drew. We've got you back. I'm going to take a caller now. We'll go to Tracy on the line in Milton. Tracy, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
I've never been insured. I have pre-existing condition. I have lupus, and I'm actually I consider myself a very healthy lupus patient. And so when it came down time for the marketplace, when I went there, it was $1,400 a month for me to get insurance with a high deductible. The only insurance that I could afford, which is around $350 a month, was non-healthcare compliant. So I have I actually pay into a group co-op called Christian Healthcare Services, Christian Healthcare Ministries, and although I don't use it, it's $150 a month and it's a cost share, but it's not considered insurance, but it's my stopgap for trying to make something work. In the meantime, I have my job is, farming and horse training, and, you know, so it's very high risk. You know, I'm outside. I do get sick. I happen to have a wonderful doctor that, if I get bronchitis or pneumonia, I call him up on the phone and, you know, he gives me a prescription for a Z-Pak. And I can carry on my merry way. But, I really have no other recourse if I were to have a major accident.
Tracy, you know, thanks a lot for that call, and fingers crossed that we have a better connection. Drew, this is something that a lot of people
are
doing.
I'm losing some of your audio here.
Okay. These Christian co-ops, some of the people you talked to had that. Can you tell us about that? No, I think we've lost Drew. We've been talking to Drew Armstrong. He is part of a year-long reporting project at Bloomberg following 12 American families who have decided to forego health insurance. You can still share your story with them with a link on our website at wpr.org/centraltime. As he mentioned earlier, there was a survey there where you can add your own experience to that story. And you can also share your story with your fellow listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio at at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us your experience paying for insurance or not and the kind of expenses you're facing there.